I think I was about first grade, so I was about 6 years old. I lived here along with all my brothers and sisters. Probably for about 3 years until we moved to the housing projects. There was a boys' room with all the boys in it. There was a girls' room with all the girls in it. And somehow we made it work. You know, you can't help but be close the way we started out. And, you know, 2 and 3 to 1 bed and, you know, just having to look out for one another. And that's what we grew up doing. And, you know, 50 some years later, we're still that way, looking out for one another. Here in Hamlet, it's one of these little small rural towns. In many aspects, it's an area that I think it almost seems like time forgot. A lot of the world has progressed around it, but Hamlet hasn't progressed a whole lot. But one thing that's been constant in Hamlet and in the county is you've got really good sports, really good athletics. You know, kids coming up every generation that are just outstanding athletes. That and the fact that on Sundays everybody goes to church because it's that kind of community that, you know, it's part of the Bible Belt. And Friday nights, everybody goes to high school football. That's a big part of our community. It's a big part of the fiber of Hamlet and Richmond County. See the brown house right here? That's where I used to live. And so it was easy for me to walk right through. There was a path that came through here. A lot of my time was spent right here, this field, and right here on these basketball courts. Yeah, this is where I spent my time, all the time. And that's how it happens. Having a lot of older brothers, I most times played with a lot of older guys in older competition. So I think all of that contributed to my success and me sharpening my skills, having to play up with the older guys and with my older brothers and their friends.
Well, it was sports in a small town, but I think it was our family also. We kind of drove each other to succeed. We, you know, we talk about each other's success and stuff, and even academics. You know, we wanted to be better than the next. And so that's what we try to do all the time, just to improve on what the next one did.
Yeah, this takes me back a whole lot of years ago. My old high school. The school is very rich in its tradition of sports and a lot of their athletes. Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool. I hadn't seen this until the last time I was here, that they created this wall because, like I said, there's so many guys. Like Division I players, many that have gone on to play in the NFL and other places, play Major League Baseball. And so now you get to see a lot of the pictures of these guys. That's kind of, yeah. I'm going to have to get that picture updated, though, to get them some real flavor in here.
Well, I can tell you, to start with, one of the finest young men that I've ever run across. And he's as good as they come. And Mike was an outstanding receiver. I didn't tell him how good he was because I didn't want him to get big-headed. There were not many that were even close to him. But Mike could have gone in any sport that he chose because he was that good.
So, like, our stands always filled when I played high school ball here. Like, on Friday nights, this is what people did. They came out here to watch us play. And so, like, this place is special for several reasons to me. My track and field days, you know, like, when I ran, like, the 110-meter hurdles set up right over there in this corner. And did a lot of my training right over in that area, like training for the hurdles. I spent a lot of hours lapping this trap. Uh-oh, don't give me that. I might have a flashback. All the things that I've been able to do, I didn't realize that I could have done that. And I think Ron Crawl saw in me a lot that I didn't see.
He was a smart kid. Mike was very intelligent, very well-spoken. But even from that standpoint, my whole thing was to get all of our kids thinking of what they have in front of them.
No, I didn't see that far. See, I couldn't see what was on the horizon for me. I didn't realize my potential. The struggle was in the way I applied or didn't apply myself. That was the struggle. I went to school most days because I wanted to go to practice. And so I didn't put any work into it, any effort into my academics. So when the Division I schools started to call my senior year, then that was a problem because I wasn't academically eligible for those Division I scholarships. That's when I had to sit down with my head football coach, Ron Crawl, and Ron Crawl gave me a few options. And to me, those options made a big difference in my life and where I am now. You know, I made a good decision, and it was really based on the conversation I had with Ron Crawl that, you know, you don't even understand how talented you are. And in fact, it was right in this, just through these doors, his office was right through these doors to the left. And we were sitting in that office when he told me, like, this is what you need to consider doing. And I listened to him that day, and it made all the difference in my sports life.
I felt like the best thing that could happen for Mike was to get into a prep school and make sure he has the academic background. And of course, he did that.
He put two brochures out in front of me. And one was Massanutten Military Academy, and the other one was Fork Union Military Academy. And he said, if you take 1 year at one of these schools, he said, it's gonna make a huge difference in your life. And for whatever reason, I listened to Ron Crawl that day, and I'll tell you how I made the decision. I'm looking at the pamphlets, the brochures, and the things that he sent, and the Fork Union stuff just looked better. So I said, Coach, tell these guys that I'll come to their school. So that's how I ended up at Fork Union, the best decision I ever made in my life.
I think Fork Union was initially a shock for Mike, like it is for most people. You know, he had to shine his shoes every day, he had to make his bed, he had to get up at a certain time, he had to observe a study hall for a couple of hours every day.
It's a real culture shock, but I made the adjustment, and really I think the day-to-day discipline and the things that they required of us really helped me, and still to this day I think helps me.
You got to get up at a certain time. You got to get out on the square or circle a certain time. And they treat you what they have to do to make a person into a man.
At Fork Union, the sports goes to a different level. We played against, you know, colleges in their first year players. So the whole level is different once you get to Fork Union. So you get to see what it's like to play against some of the best talent in the country. You really get to test your skills.
But I did know one thing about him. That guy could do anything. I mean, he could play. And I've watched him with the Eagles. I don't know how many times reach out and catch the ball like that and tuck it in. But he was that good in basketball.
You know, I was recruited in all three sports. And I have finally just told my basketball coach, hey, Coach, I'm not going to go to school to play basketball. I've decided I'm going to play football. I'm going to either go to the University of North Carolina or NC State. Well, my brother Dennis was at University of North Carolina at the time.
One of the guys who was a sports writer for one of the bigger newspapers in North Carolina, he and I played basketball together in college. And he calls me and says, you know your brother signed with NC State? I said, what?
Once I got to NC State, and it was all about football, I wasn't going to play basketball anymore. I figured I would run track just to get out of spring training. You know, I didn't do the best job of picking a school that would highlight my skills as a wide receiver.
We didn't throw the ball a lot. A lot of teams didn't throw the ball that much, but he was our top receiver going into the season. We knew we would feature him in the little bit that we did throw, we would feature him.
So he would throw to the outside every now and then, but for the most part, I spent a lot of time blocking.
He's as devastating blocker as wide receiver as I've ever seen. Personally, I think the scouts could tell, you know, we didn't throw the ball a ton, but they could tell he was a good receiver. But I think his blocking his senior year really upped his stock in the draft because people got to see how tough he was.
Philadelphia Eagles, first round selection.
Quite honestly, I think it was already a part of a plan that wasn't my plan. I was chosen for this path, quite honestly. That's what I feel. I feel like I was put in a position to use a lot of talent that was given to me for a purpose that's bigger than me, that's bigger than any plan that I could have put together. That's how I really feel about my life, that I'm just a vehicle that's being used to carry out a plan that's bigger than I am. That's my real.